While breathing in long, one knows I breathe in long. While breathing out long, one knows I breathe out long. While breathing in short, one knows I breathe in short. While breathing out short, one knows I breathe out short. One trains oneself, sensitive to the whole body I breathe in. Sensitive to the whole body I breathe out. One trains oneself, calming the whole body I breathe in. Calming the whole body I breathe out. One trains oneself, sensitive to rapture I breathe in. Sensitive to PT, I breathe out. One trains oneself, sensitive to sukha, I breathe in. Sensitive to sukha, I breathe out. One trains oneself, sensitive to mental processes, I breathe in. Sensitive to mental processes, I breathe out. One trains oneself, calming mental processes, I breathe in. Calming mental processes, I breathe out. The ninth contemplation, one trains oneself, sensitive to the mind, I breathe in. Sensitive to the mind, I breathe out. Okay, so where are we in the sutta? We've learned the steps in the body and vedana tetrad that help us become present and strengthen samatha, a way of being calm through working with the body and vedana. As well as the basic awareness, I am breathing, I have a body, there is feeling, I am feeling, there's emotion. As well as that, this very basic direct awareness. In the body tetrad, we can also begin to see how the breath and mind and body are interconnected and condition each other. What's different at the end of a sit? And then if you really start to notice the detail, noticing how the quality of mind affects the quality of breathing, and notice how the quality of breathing affects the quality of mind, how the body is involved in all that, yeah? And that's happening all the time. So that can come up just in that basic question that we can always ask, is just what's happening? And bringing precision and an appreciative kind awareness to that question. No right answer. So that's breath as kaya sankara, body conditioner. Got hair conditioner? We got breath as body conditioner. Yeah. Get out the tangles. Then in the Vedana tetrad, we're learning about Vedana as chitta sankara. Sankara is the Pali samskara in Sanskrit. Mind conditioner. So how Vedana conditions the mind, right? So we're beginning to see how a pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling, we notice a particular one in the whole stream of them, multi-layered stream of them, and we just notice how that affects us, the mind, how we respond. In the first tetrad, we're noticing the breath as a body conditioner, and in the Vedana tetrad, we're noticing Vedana as a mind conditioner. It's not that direct. It doesn't just go one way. So it's just these different aspects are conditioning each other. So mind, body, breath, feeling. This is what's going on all the time, and they're just affecting each other. They're affecting what we call me. In fact, they are. If there's anything that can be called me, this is it. So whatever in the Vedana tetrad, whatever mind states we get into, we begin to be curious about, well, what's the Vedana right now? So that's more particularly what we're trying to notice, because we usually skip that part and just notice how that's affecting us. Okay, so learning how the breath, body, Vedana, and mind affect each other, we begin to just be with our experience, be with what we call me, in wiser ways. We're not trying to stop any of that. That would be kind of nihilistic. I know it's a very attractive idea. I can't decide whether I'm a eternalist or a nihilist. Maybe that makes me just confused. I just used to think, it'd be just nice if the TV screen just went blank. You know, at the end of this life, if it just went blank and that could be it, whatever is me could just have a good rest forever. So maybe that's the eternalist part. Just rest forever. So I thought that we're trying to stop this from happening. We're just being with it. And by doing that, we can begin to be with our experience in wiser ways rather than creating hysteria, rather than being drama queens about it, and with less agitation, just about being who I am in this moment. And in that way, we learn to calm the body and mental processes. I do have an evaluation for you for how you found the retreat at the end. You're not just going to check off a box like, okay, did that. I mean, you're still going to be alive. And even if you did manage to really crack the code, you say, oh, I can just be with myself with ease. The nihilist thing would be, what are you going to do then? It's like it's going to be, you're just going to have a spontaneous combustion in the shrine room, and all that's going to be left is the charred remnants of your hands and feet, which will entomb in a stupa. I mean, life goes on until the breath stops, right? So it's a way of being, rather than something to check off your to-do list for this lifetime.